Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PPAP Automotive Limited's earnings conference call for Q2 and H1 FY 2026. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Jain, Managing Director and CEO of PPAP Automotive Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Bhumika, and good afternoon to everyone. I extend a very warm welcome to all the participants joining us on this call. I am joined today by Mr. Sachin Jain, our CFO, and with our investor relations advisors, Strategic Growth Advisors. Our earnings presentation has been uploaded on our website and on the stock exchanges, and I hope everybody has had a chance to go through the same. Before we move to the detailed performance, I would like to begin with a brief overview of the industry landscape during the quarter and then take you through the key highlights of our operational and financial performance for quarter two and the first half of financial year 2026. The Indian automobile industry remained subdued through most of quarter two, with a gradual recovery visible only towards the end of the quarter. Demand remained uneven across segments impacted by the shifting of OEM production schedules, high inventory levels, and cautious retail sentiment in the early part of the quarter, and also because of the proposed GST reforms, which were slated to be introduced by the end of September. Passenger vehicle sales remained slightly lower year-on-year. Two-wheelers witnessed moderate growth driven by rural demand and better affordability, while three-wheelers and commercial vehicles continued to see healthy traction, particularly from exports and freight movement. Against this muted backdrop, our consolidated revenue from operations stood at 253.6 crores in the first half of financial year 2026, down by 5.2% year-on-year basis, primarily due to subdued offtake from key automotive customers and the shifting of the production startups for certain new programs, which led to a temporary volume softness and delay in project ramp-ups by key OEMs. Capacity utilization in the part business stood at 65% in the first half of financial year 2026, and the tool business capacity utilization stood at 85%. The lithium-ion battery pack facility, however, operated at just 5% of the capacity utilization. Our consolidated EBITDA stood at 22 crores in the first half, which is down 21.9% year-on-year, primarily due to the lower utilization of assets, leading to under-absorption of fixed costs resulting from the decline in production volumes. At the consolidated PAT level, we reported a loss of 2.3 crores for the first half. This was largely due to the lower operating leverage of the entire business and a loss of 2.1 crore attributed by the battery business itself, as initial discussions with prospective marquee customers got delayed and will materialize in Q3 instead of Q2, leading to lower sales in quarter two. On the order book front, during the quarter, we secured lifetime orders worth 621 crores, taking the new order book inflow for the first half of financial year 2026 to 707 crores, which includes 16 crores from the EV programs. These wins reaffirm our growing capabilities in both ICE engine and electric vehicle segments. With these additions, our lifetime order book now stands at 4,171 crores, providing long-term revenue visibility. During the quarter, we have also commenced supplies for new vehicles launched by our marquee customers in the market, like Tata Altroz, Maruti Victoris, and VinFast VF6. Startup supplies of these models will further diversify our offerings and strengthen our partnership with key OEMs. As we move into the second half of the year, the automotive industry outlook appears more positive, supported by the festive demand, improving rural sentiment, and the impact of GST 2.0 and monetary easing measures. With consumer confidence gradually improving, the sector is expected to witness a steady pickup in demand through the rest of the year. The improvement in capacity utilization levels due to startup of new projects like Tata Sierra, Renault Duster, Maruti Suzuki, e-Vitara is expected to improve the overall financial performance of the company. Our aftermarket business under the Elpis brand is continuing the growth momentum with 133 active distribution partners and a product offering of 1,269 products. The business grew 37% year-on-year in quarter two. Going forward, we will be increasing our product offering in the areas of spare parts, service parts, as well as accessories, and improving our distribution outreach to continue our journey for growth. We are quite hopeful that this division will contribute about 10% of the consolidated revenues in the next 2 years. Our commercial toolroom business under Meraki brand continues to build a robust order pipeline across both automotive and non-automotive segments. This division has already received orders for 106 molds till quarter two. The order book as on today is of 138 molds worth 30 crores of rupees. This division is on track to achieve a growth of 20% plus this year. It is operating at a capacity utilization of 85% and is expected to continue the trend for the remaining of the year as well. For better governance as well as financial discipline, this division will start operating as an independent company by the name of Meraki Precision Tool Engineering Limited from quarter four onwards. Our industrial product division is leveraging the company's core competencies in plastic and rubber extrusion technologies to diversify into non-automotive applications. This year, this division is expected to grow multifold compared to the previous year, backed by strong traction from domestic as well as export markets. Our battery division under Avinya Batteries continues its engagement with marquee customers. As communicated in last quarter con call, we have developed the products and have completed the trial orders. However, due to certain delays in approvals, the sales could not be fully realized during the quarter two. However, we expect the sales situation to improve in the second half of this year and anticipate a reduction of losses going forward. In light of all these developments in various businesses and various divisions, we see a visibility of achieving a consolidated revenue for financial year 26 in the range of 575 to 600 crores, EBITDA in the range of 60 to 65 crores, and PAT in the range of 10 to 12 crores. Friends, that's all from my side. We will now open the floor for any questions that you may have. Bhumika, please moderate the question answer session, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Dhruv Ravani from Shriji Finserv. Please go ahead.
Hi. My first question is, there are talks about anti-dumping duty.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Dhruv, but your voice is breaking. Can you please speak through handset?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Sir. Is it better now?
Yes, it's better. Thank you.
Yeah. So, am I audible?
Yes, audible.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question was, there are talks about an anti-dumping duty on the PVC
which is one of our key RMs. What is the strategy, or how does the management feel we'll be able to mitigate that as and when it is ready?
For the PVC, the government had already issued orders since last 1.5 years for the compound side, and since then we've localized all the PVC materials which are used in the company. So even if they put anti-dumping duty on it, our materials what we buy are from the local market, which are produced in India.
Okay. Thank you. My second question is with regards to the guidance and the overall, you know, you gave the broad picture that industry is doing good and, you know, we have a good share. Maruti is talking about good sales number. So what is the reason for the lowering of the guidance for this year?
Primarily is because of the battery business, which we anticipated to do a little better, but the sales are unfortunately not coming through. It's not... The pivot that we've done is working well for us. It's just that when we are engaging with the marquee customers, the approval process is like getting slightly longer than we anticipated.
Oh, and just a follow-up on that battery division itself. What would it take for us to break even at least in the battery division?
On the quarterly basis?
Yes, because you know we are running now a 2 crore...
Yeah, it is around 15 crores of the sales we need to generate to have the breakeven at the operation level.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vijay Pandey from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. So I wanted to check like the industry production has increased in the first half of this year by around 4 to 5%. Even all our customers have their numbers have come out to be pretty strong, showing a decent production numbers. But then also our sales has declined. So where is this mismatch coming? Are we losing some market share or some of the products that we had, we are not able to supply? Like, what is driving this decline versus industry growth?
Vijayji, the decline is primarily due to the models which we have business for. Their numbers have come down. So we have high business with Honda, with MG Motors, and one particular model of Tata, which is called Curvy. So it is just a model impact. Maybe the entire OEM has done overall well with production numbers, but the models which we are present in, they have had an impact of losing the production numbers. And that is what has impacted us.
Are we expecting in the second half, do we have some new model that where we are participating? Because if the old models are not doing well, then that should continue even in the going forward. So where do we expect the growth to come from in the second half?
So that is what I said in the opening remarks as well. In the second half of this year, we have three new projects which are going to start. You must have heard about Maruti Suzuki e-Vitara. That was launched in quarter 2, but the full production is going to start in quarter 3. So that will improve our sales situation. Then the recent buzz in the market about Tata Sierra, that is expected to start production this month in November. That will drive our sales. And in the next quarter 4, you must have heard about Renault Duster being launched in the Indian market. So that we have a business for. So these three models will primarily drive the growth going forward in the automotive space. And apart from this, our aftermarket business is also continuing with growth. And in the industrial product division also, we have to execute some export orders as well in quarter 3 and in quarter 4. All these things put together, we anticipate that this second half of the year will be much better for us compared to the first half.
Okay. That's pretty good, sir. That's pretty good to hear. The order book of 7,621 crores. So what is the timeline for when, if it's like 2 years, 3 years, or when can we expect it to be completed?
Automotive side order book, any particular model that has a volume declaration of  3 to 5 years.
Okay.
Whatever business we have received in quarter two, after we develop it and launch it will have a life cycle of somewhere between 3 to 5 years.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Jigar Shah from Elevate Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Sir, in our previous call, I believe we have guided to achieve breakeven in our battery division. Sir, how are we progressing on the same, and what is our current capacity utilization, and how revenue trajectory is shaping up for the coming quarters?
Jigar ji, as I said in the opening remarks also, and I explained in the last conference call also, last year humne pivot kara tha from two storage systems, battery pack solutions. That pivot is doing well for us. It is just that the approval process in these marquee customers, which we are dealing with now, developing products for them, it is taking a little bit of more time than anticipated. For this first half, the sales was quite low, but we anticipate much higher sales in the second half of this year. Jo guidance reduce hui hai, wo primarily isi wajah se reduce hui hai hamari. Primary reason is because of this battery division only. That's why.
Understood.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You can go ahead. Yes.
Nahi, that's why the breakeven discussion which happened in the last con call also, that is also getting delayed due to this reason, due to the sales delay.
Got it, sir. Thank you for this answer. Sir, my second question is that what are the key structural measures we are taking to enhance capital efficiency over the medium term?
You mean for the utilization side?
Yes.
It is mainly a factor of sales only. All these new models which are getting launched, which I just spoke about, so those will drive up the utilization levels in the automotive segment. The aftermarket and the industrial product business also, like I was telling the previous caller, we have increased orders in the second half of this year compared to the first half, and those will also contribute to the higher utilization of all the assets in the company.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Dhruv Rawani from Shree Ji Finserv. Please go ahead.
Hello, I have two follow-up question. We had announced our tie-up with Mahindra, I think in the last quarter or.
Yes.
Whether we've been able to launch any models with them or anything on that part.
Sorry, your question.
Dhruv, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but your voice is breaking a lot. Can you please move to a better network area?
Is it better now?
Yes, sir, it's better.
Yeah. My question was, with the Mahindra tie-up, any developments on that front?
We have already started the development of the model which was awarded to us. Now we are engaging with them for two new models. One model is in advanced stages of discussion now, and the other model, we are just starting up our discussions.
And with Maruti, which are the models where we are, especially in the small car segment, if you can just highlight?
In Maruti, we are present across all the segments.
Okay, fine, fair enough. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Raj Mehta, an investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Raj?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah. So my first question is on the capacity utilization front. So in H1, our capacity utilization was around 65% to 68%. So given the strong orders in hand, how you are looking at the utilization level for H2?
Yeah, for the H2, we are expecting the utilization to be in somewhere into 75% to 80%.
Okay. And my second question is that what is the internal target in terms of top line and profitability over the next 3 to 5 years? So if you can throw some light on how should we look at PPAP over medium to long term perspective?
So for the medium term, we have already anticipated that our expectation to have that 12 to 14% kind of EBITDA margin. And on the top line, we want to grow more than the market. So that is our expectation, especially in the automotive area. And because of the new area like Avinya Industrial Product and the aftermarket division, we expect the multiple growth in next 3 to 5 years.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Jimit Shah, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, so you have basically guided for an EBITDA of 60 to 65 crores. That means you need to do at least 20 crore EBITDA in each quarter from now. Is that possible?
Yeah, as of now, as we have shared already the revenue guidance and the expected capacity utilization. So based on that, we are quite confident that we are able to achieve that kind of EBITDA for the
film. So you need to do almost 180, 190 crores top line in Q3 and Q4, both quarters. So is that possible given the current run rate?
Yeah, based on the current rate, we are expecting to achieve the top line guidance of 575 to 5600 crores for the on the consolidated basis.
Okay, and EBITDA guidance?
Yeah, because certain new models are also coming up and there is a volume ramp up of the new models which were launched in Q2. So we are quite hopeful for that.
So almost half part of the Q3 is already done today.
Yes.
So you think that the run rate is possible 170, 180 crores in Q3?
It will depend because the customer has given the volume ramp up plan. So some will flow in the Q3 and some will flow in the Q4. And we are also having some tooling sales which is lined up in Q3 and Q4.
Okay. So you will be able to achieve 15% EBITDA margin in Q3 and Q4, both quarters, you mean to say?
Yeah, for the Q4, we will be able to achieve that.
And Q3?
Q3, it will depend based on the production volume. So it is the overall guidance which we have given for the full financial year.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Kaushal Shroff, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. It's me. For the aftermarket and the commercial...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Kaushal, but you sound very low. Can you speak loudly?
Yeah, just a minute. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
For the aftermarket and commercial tool room businesses, could you provide the revenue contribution of each segment in H1 and how do you see the business margin profiles?
So for the H1, if you talk about the aftermarket has contributed around 5%, And the commercial tooling has contributed around 3% because tooling business is long lead time business, so most of the sale will come in the Q3 and Q4. And so for the full year basis, it will also contribute around 5% of the total top line. As far as the margin profile of both the business, aftermarket is contribute around 8% of the EBITDA margin, and the commercial tool room is around 16 to 17% kind of EBITDA margin.
Okay, do we receive any export orders in these verticals?
Not for the aftermarket, but for the industrial product division. In quarter two, we had sent one consignment, and quarter three also, we are expected to send certain more consignments.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Vijay Pandey from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just one more question, a follow-up. So what is our revenue in terms of automotive products, industrial tooling, and battery packs, both revenue and EBITDA margin?
So for the automotive part business side, we have the top line of around 117 crores. Aftermarket has contributed around 7.5 crores. Industrial product is around 2 crores. And the Ambiraki, the commercial tooling business, has contributed around 5 crores. The rest is other tooling and things. And about the EBITDA margin, if you talk about, so Meraki, as I've already told you, around 15 to 17%, aftermarket is around 7%, and the part business has contributed around 11 to 12%.
Okay, thank you.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Jain for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bhumika, for moderating today's session. Friends, financial year 26 has begun with the strong strategic wins and a healthy order book, even as quarter two reflected near short-term revenue moderation amid a subdued industry environment. We expect that the coming quarters will gain momentum, supported by new program launches, enhanced execution, and a gradual recovery in automotive sector demand. Thank you all for joining us today. We hope we were able to address your questions effectively. For any further queries or clarifications, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations advisors. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of PPAP Automotive Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.